Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, remember when I told you about having your own board of directors and probably not a paid board, not a professional board of directors like the big companies do, but as a small business, board of directors, you know, needed to include your attorney, your accountant, a financial advisor, insurance expert, that kind of thing, right? Well, Gary Surak is one of those guys. Yeah, he's one of those members of your board. He's the president of Surak Financial Services for many decades now. He's been an expert in financial planning, insurance, investments, employee benefits, and he's got a book out now called If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And he's here to talk to us about your money. Gary Surak, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's great to have you here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much. It was really a very interesting journey to write it.
Yeah, it's not only to write it, but to get it in, to get it out and get it into people's hands, right?
Oh, absolutely. The real world is much different than people think when it comes to writing books and selling them.
It sure is. Hey, Gary, why do we overspend?
Wow, we are. My theory on that is that we are just purely addicted to spending. We have.
When you say we, you talking about men, women, Americans, humans?
Americans.
What are you talking about?
I really am talking about Americans. I don't think it's gender based at all. I think it goes both
or,
ways.
Or any kind of genetic thing, DNA thing. It's you think it's regional. You think it's American.
I really truly do. I think we are just we're buyers.
We're consumers.
Yeah, and we have that down. We may not be good at many things, but man, we're good in consuming.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's made America great is we make product that people want. And one of the things that's happened, as you know, in our lifetime, Gary, primarily in our lifetime, you're a baby boomer like me, is we've learned how to help people get those things in their hands if they don't have all the cash up front, don't we?
Yeah, they're called credit cards, Jim.
Credit products. I think credit products maybe would be the more accurate term, meaning whatever credit cards or finance any kind of financing to help people do that. And I really believe, Gary, if we're going to do a little history, I really believe that the inflationary times of the 70s put all that on steroids, because if you remember those times. Before the 70s, you could justify saving for something because by the time you saved up for it, the value hadn't gone up all that much. During the 70s, I remember raising a family at that time, Gary, thinking, well, by the time I save for it, I won't have the money because the price is going up. I might as well go ahead and borrow the money right now. What do you think?
Oh, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I think that that's a real problem. I think that we got into the habit of following marketing people and buying and being told that we better buy it now because you don't know what's going to happen down the road.
That's right. Price is going up. I had $200 when I came back from the Army, and I took that $200, borrowed $2,400 more for a down payment on a house and bought a house. A friend of mine said he wasn't going to borrow 100% of his money. He was going to rent and save his money, his down payment, over 5 years. 5 years later, my $2,600 became $11,000, and I bought my second house. He was just buying his first house because of inflation. That's what was motivating people back in those days.
And you were smart, but you were also kind of lucky because we didn't have a housing crash at the same time.
That's exactly right.
So timing is everything, and you're right. Your strategy was amazing. Mine actually worked out very similar to yours. I bought my first house and turned it over about 3 years later, and it was a great deal for me.
Right, but the thing is our generation kept thinking that that's the way the world should work, I think, for 20, 30 years later. And it obviously wasn't true. And so we get ourselves in these binds. Do you think we spend money how much do you think we spend money like we eat comfort food? What do you think?
I haven't thought about it that way, Jim, but you know what? That's exactly what we are. We're addicted to spending, and we're addicted to comfort foods. We're addicted to fast foods. I mean, we truly are master spenders. We don't even think about it. I'm a Starbucks junkie. Jim, I'm there only 7 days a week because they're not open eight.
Well, I'm glad there's not one near me because I'd be drinking a Frappuccino every day.
Well, I have this thing with mochas. Anyway, so I go in the other day, and there are 10 people ahead of me. I'm there every day. They make my drink when I walk in. It's a little spooky.
They see you coming a block away, don't they?
Well, I swear to God, my car knows how to get there without me driving it. So I pop in there. There's 10 people ahead of me. I'm paying attention. Two of them pay cash. Eight of them use some form of credit.
Yeah.
As I watch them use credit, I get up to the front, and I said to the guy, Dan, who I know, I said, Dan, how many of those were basically credit cards and how many were debit cards? Mm-hmm. He said, why do you want to know? I said, well, I'm just curious if you could answer my question. He said, he looks and he says, 2 debit, 6 credit. I said, okay.
Wow.
And the reality of it is, I know the statistics on that. 40% mm-hmm. of all people who have credit cards have balances.
Mm-hmm.
And that $4 cup of coffee or $5 cup of coffee wasn't $5. It's $5 plus the interest they hadn't
paid. Right.
And if they haven't paid it for months, that becomes a very expensive cup of coffee.
Right. Have we learned anything since 2008, you think, as a nation? Or have we just put our junkie habit a little bit on hold?
I think after 08 we got pretty freaked out. I think it really did set us back a bit, and we really started to look at what was going on, and I think as a population we made some adjustments. But I believe that we have extremely short-term memory problems. And mm-hmm. now we're sort of back into our short-term memory thing where we don't really remember 08 all that well. And, yeah, there was a crash and an adjustment, but, you know, we're making some money now, so let's spend it.
Have we learned anything about, I know you talk a lot about in your book, Want versus Need. You know, do I need this or do I just want it? Have we learned anything about that?
I think we did in 08, but I'm not sure we're remembering our lessons very well.
You think we're going to relapse? Is that what you think, Ron?
Yeah, I really do. I feel like we're relapsing. I just don't think the population gets it. And I think it's, short-term, yeah, we're going to be great, but long-term, because that's not how we're built.
When we come back, I'm going to get Gary to lay out some ideas on how you and I can become a little less addicted to spending. A little more, maybe focus a little more on what we, on spending money on what we need, more on, let me say it this way, more on what we need and a little bit less on what we want. 20 after, Gary Surak is our guest. The book is called If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.